We're going to talk a little bit about faith tonight in Hebrews 11. Pastor asked me yesterday about teaching tonight, coming in, and to bring the youth in, do what we're going to lesson with that. But we're doing, bodybuilding, lessons on bodybuilding for the youth. Now we're doing cross training with the youth. So it's a little different lessons, but went to a lesson about faith with the kids before, so we're just going to talk a little bit about that and share some things about faith and kind of ask a question, you give an answer kind of thing with it too. So, but we love in Hebrews chapter 11, and I like Hebrews chapter 11, you know, it's the Hall of Faith chapter, you know, Hall of Faith and all the men and women of faith, you know, and there. And if you look at verse 1 and 2, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And by it, the elders obtain a good report. Verse 1 and 2, I see that there's a nature, the nature of faith, how it comes about. And in verse 3, you know, it talks about by faith offered, well, that's verse 4. Verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed. And number three, the second thing in verse two, I see that the knowledge of faith is saw in verse three. Verse one and two talks about, and this is a study, I went through the whole chapter of 11, and every different verse or two verses, it came up with 27 different things through different ideals of faith. In verse three, we see the knowledge of faith being brought out. In verse four, it talks about Abel offering unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. I see number three there. I see a worship of faith being established. A worship of faith. How Abel brought a sacrifice and how he worshiped God there with his sacrifice. And then in verse five, I also see a translation of faith and how Enoch walked with God and God said, "You walked with me so much that I'm just taking you to heaven." You see a translation of faith. In verse six, you see a preciousness of faith. And I love verse 6. Without faith, what? It's impossible to please God. And the preciousness of faith and how we need to have more faith in our walk. And verse 7 is a testimony of faith by Noah. A testimony of faith. Noah prepared an ark. Being warned of God, and prepared an ark. You see, a testimony of faith. You know, he put his faith into practice. Chapter, and verse 8 of the chapter, you see obedience of faith coming out. With Abraham, God told him, get up and go. Didn't tell him where to go. What do you see? Abraham obeying God. And you're seeing obedience of faith coming about. Obedience of faith. And in verse 9, goes on more with it. Talks about, and you see a walk. The walk of faith being established. In verse 10, inspiration. The inspiration of faith. Looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Inspiration, you know. I'm aspiring. I'm looking forward to that day. Amen. I'm looking forward to heaven, the inspiration. In verse 11 and 12, it talks about Sarah. So I see, and Sarah's going to conceive, she's going to have a baby. I see a fruit of faith coming about. The fruit of faith. And then where we stop tonight, we see also a vision of faith coming about. So in Hebrews chapter 11, if you really study all of faith there and all what these people did, it's a mighty and thing to increase your faith. But what is faith? You know, when you look at your sheets tonight, you know, I got some questions first of all that for you to ask you guys is number one is what is faith? Well, we get faith we right from our text here in Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is what? Substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You know, two great words describe faith in the Bible, I think, is having confidence and having certainty, confidence and certainty in God, of course. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You know, have any of us seen Jesus Christ? But no, by faith we believe and faith trust. What is faith? Number two on your sheet, where does faith come from? Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith comes from the word, amen? Question number three on your sheet, as you look tonight, should we pray for faith? Should we pray for faith? Pretty self-explanatory? Yes, we should. Luke 17:5, the apostles talking to the Lord, and they weren't certain of it. And they said, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Make our faith stronger that we believe and see more. Increase our faith. Luke 17:5. I gave you all these the sheets and the verses that you can look up and do some more self-study in yourself, more with faith. In hindsight, it'd be a lot if I had 2 weeks with this, the more detail. But number four, how important is faith? How important is faith? Someone said very. Very important? Anybody? Bible tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please God in our text in Hebrews 11:6. Romans 14:23, he that doubteth is damned to eat, because he eateth not of faith. And it goes on in the last few words in that, for whatsoever is not of faith is, anybody? Sin. What is not of faith is sin. So faith is very important. Amen. Number five on the sheet of questions, the first section, will faith protect us? Faith will help us, amen? Faith will protect us. Ephesians 6:16, we talk about the armor of God there. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Shield of faith, faith, having faith. How is your faith? Must we have faith in our prayer? Of course. James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him what? Ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given. But let him ask in faith. Can ask in faith. You know, it's, a lot of times our prayers don't go far. Sometimes, a lot of times, sin blocks it. A lot of times, our prayers don't get answered because our faith is not where it ought to be with it, too. Amen? Sin blocks it, and our faith is not where it ought to be to make our prayers do much. We must have faith with our prayers. But let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth like a wave of sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You know, how's your prayer life? Is it bathed in faith? And of course, the last question there, a few weeks ago after I taught this with the youth, I shared it with the volleyball folks on Monday night for a little devotion. And the question is, seven, was faith and works compatible? Do they go together, faith and works? Yes, they do. James 2:17. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, it's dead, being alone. Faith and works are compatible. I don't work to have my faith, amen? But I do because I am saved. I am going to heaven. I got faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I do want to work for him, amen? I want to do something, amen? So they are compatible. So with that being said about, and I don't have one of my sheets with it, the second section says what? Just by faith? No, I got. By faith, what? Well, by faith, we have several things. You know, what is faith? What do faith offer? Different things with questions. By faith, I think one of the greatest things we have, and what is salvation. By faith, we have salvation. Amen? And we confess, Romans chapter 9, verse 9, chapter 10, verse 9, verse 10. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and heart. I'm messing up the verse. I better go there. 10:10. For the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there's no difference. But whosoever shall call up, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can't get saved without faith, amen? You got to have faith. And faith, By faith, we have, number one, salvation. Number two, by faith, we also see that we become the sons of God. Amen? By faith, we become sons. John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. So those that have received, to them gave he the power to become the son of God, even to them that believed on his name. Having that faith, taking that faith, saying, hey, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing. And we get salvation. We are become the sons of God by faith. By faith, I like by faith in verse Romans 10, verse 11. But for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So by faith, I'm not ashamed. Amen. I'm not ashamed. We are not ashamed by faith. I'm glad that I know the Lord. I'm glad that he saved me and I accept it by faith. I'm not ashamed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay it in Zion, a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Because I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I know what I believed, amen, and I am persuaded, I'm not ashamed. I know because of the word of God and study it, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, because of faith, I know what I know about what I know about who I know. Saying a lot there. By faith, we are not, number four, confounded. You know, we don't walk like we don't know anything. Like, because we have the word of God, amen. We have study helps. We have messengers of God, preachers, teachers. We have the Holy Spirit of God living in us. So we have what we need to learn what about the Lord and everything, about the doctrines. And so we don't have to walk around like we don't know. Because we do. We can know. Yes, we don't know. Okay, if you know it, then when's the Lord coming back? Well, I can't pinpoint it, but I can give you verses what the Lord says, right? Like a thief in the night. No man knoweth the hour, but the season. You can tell what's going to be happening during time. So the word of God helped me to be able to give answer, the good news, the blessed hope that lieth in me. So I got, by faith I have salvation. By faith I am the son of God. By faith I am not ashamed. By faith I'm not confounded. By faith I have insurance. I love the word insurance, amen? I got insurance. I don't worry or live my life that I might lose my salvation, amen? I am, if I was in control of it, if I had to keep it by my own power, then I would be scared. I would be freaking out at times, but I'm kept by what? The power of God. I'm kept by him. John chapter 10, verse 28 through 30 says, I'm in his hand. I'm in the Lord's hand. And the Lord's in God's hands. And we are saved. 1 John 5, 13. These things have I written unto you that you may know. K-N-O-W. And you may know that you have salvation. Have that assurance. Believe on the name of the Son of God that you may know that you have eternal life. And that by believing on the name of the Son of God. I have that assurance. Either by death, me taking my last breath and dying, absence from the body, I'm going to be present with the Lord, or he's going to split wide that eastern sky, and the trumpet's going to blow, and the dead in Christ is going to rise first, and I'm going to be caught up quickly with them. I have that assurance, and I'm going up to meet my Lord, amen? So I have that assurance by faith. Number six on the sheet, I also see that by faith, I have power. We have power. Amen? John 14, 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. In John chapter 14, talking about going to be sending the Holy Spirit of God. And we have the Holy Spirit of God in us, amen? He lives in us. And we have the power of God on our life. I don't have to live a defeated life. I don't have to walk around defeated because I have the power of God in me. I have the Holy Spirit of God, and He can help me live right, do right. Amen? It is by faith. Number 7 on the sheet talks about by faith we also can have rest in the Lord. Amen? We can rest. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3. By faith. By faith, you know, as you asked, we have a lot. Thank God for the faith. Amen? Thank God for faith. But what caused hindrances to our faith? As you look in the last part of your sheet, hindrance to your faith. Well, I went with Samuel in the Bible there. Was there in 1 Samuel chapter 13. There, disobedience, number one, disobedience will hinder your faith. Disobedience. And we can see different examples of men in the Word of God disobeying God. And the one ultimate example of Samuel is Saul, not doing God's way. David, you can also see different times. So disobedience hinders your faith. If you live for God, living for God, you're doing right, your faith will increase. But if you're doing wrong, sinning, your faith is going to shrink. You know the little kids' song? You know, mainly you talk about being in the Word of God, about praying, about growing, or shrinking. Our disobedience will make us and our faith to shrink. Another thing that will hindrance your faith, number two, these are the things I really wanted to get to tonight, impatience, being impatient. And there's some that have a bigger issue with this than others. Get impatient. Jump ahead. Get ahead of the Lord and try to do it. The Lord is sometimes, to some of us, the Lord just works a little bit too slow for us. And we get a little impatient and we jump the gun or we get ahead of the Lord. What happens usually? It doesn't work out the greatest for us. We find out that we maybe should have been patient. We should have let the Lord work and should have that confidence. But impatience, again, you see that back in 1 Samuel chapter 9 there. Impatient, being impatient does hinder your faith. Some people have a problem with anxiety. Anxiety, and that will cause your faith to be weak because you have any anxiety attacks. Dealt with a few people that have it and seen someone get somewhat victory over it where it doesn't as much anymore, and seeing a couple guys like that get some victory over it and anxiety don't bother them, but sometimes it just hits his head back up. But anxiety will hinder your faith. Philippians 4:6. Another thing I see this, and it's something I really talk with the young folks about, did number 4 is unthankfulness. And not only see this with young people, but you see it with a lot. You see it with Christianity more and more these days. Second generation of Christians and stuff, just unthankful hindrance. Bible talks about Romans chapter 1 and talks about this coming a day. Well, more or less that day is here. I mean, we're unthankful people out there, unthankful. But as Christians, we need to be thankful, amen? Because we're not. We hinder our faith by being unthankful. We need to thank God in the little things, amen? As we live day in, day out, just the little things. A lot of things we take for granted. We need to learn to say, thank you, Lord. But unthankfulness will hinder. And I got several things under there, but for the sake of time. Another thing that will hinder your faith is doubt. Doubting. You know, hinders your faith. James, go Hebrews, go over to James chapter 1. We read 5, but let's read 5 and 6. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. But in verse 7, but let not that a man thinketh that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You know, having some doubt, you know, there's been times and in ministry and going through things where my faith hasn't been where it ought to been, where it ought to be. And at times it's like, okay, Lord, this is where you wanted me to go. This is what you wanted me to do, but did I miss something? Are you not, you know, you take me on the wrong road? And you get a little doubt and going in. And get, of course, a lot of times when you're going through doubt, where does doubt come from? Who does doubt come from? From Satan. It's one of the, you know, I remember Pastor preaching a lesson on it, and I spun a message off it about the 18 deeds of the devil, how he does it. And doubt is one of the deeds in there that he gets you. He makes you doubt God's word. I mean, that's how he got what? Eve, right? The sin and doubt, doubting God's word, doubting things, doubting your faith. You know, you do things, and sometimes the devil can even use others to make you doubt the things of God and doubt your faith where it ought to be. But doubt will hinder your faith. Also, in the last two, and I try, you know, preach, and I preach it to everybody, though, is the lack of prayer. The lack of prayer will hinder your faith. You know, how much time do you spend in prayer? How much time? I mean, some of these, you know, and several weeks ago, Brother Jeff Lauder, when he taught on a Wednesday night, talked about faith. He also talked about fasting and stuff, some of these things through fasting and praying and doing it. But the lack of prayer, you know, we need to spend more time with the Lord in prayer. You know, we want our faith to increase, that we can do more for the Lord, do more. And, you know, I think of the prayer of Jabez, enlarge our coasts, enlarge our ministry to do more. You know, our faith needs to be more. But it ain't going to be more if we, you know, have these hindrances. And one of them is the lack of prayer. You know, we want revival, right? We want revival, right? But how much are you praying for that revival? How much are you seeking God? How much are you asking God to reveal things to you, what you need to get right, what you need to change? Again, I'm preaching this to myself too here. Not, you know, just getting at anybody, but, you know, we want revival. Lord, show me what I need to change. Amen? Show me what I need. Where am I? You know, so lack of prayer will hinder your faith. Lack of prayer as a church unity will hinder our church faith growing and doing more as a ministry. It will hinder revival. Most revivals you ever saw, before ever broke out, revival came with prayer, 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 and lots of prayers. And you can look back to some of the great men of God that preached great meetings and revivals. And he says, you want to know where the power is? You want to see where how revival came and did it and took him downstairs and or took him somewhere where people were people and praying, just crying out to God. But lack of faith, a lack of prayer will hinder your faith. And of course, number 7 there, the lack of Bible reading, lack of spending time in the Word will hinder your faith. You know, again, we know the verse, we quote it, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. You know, we need to get into the Word of God. We need to be reading it and reading it and reading it and asking God to show us and God asking God to give us some agreement. And our reading, as we're doing it, we said, Lord, and we should lead us to where we want to study it. You know, study, you know, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing. So I'm reading, and as I'm reading, I'm saying, Lord, show me, Lord, give me something from it. And as the Lord there, it's like, oh, okay, now let me take this and let me study this and let me search this out. Let me see what this means, and I'm getting into it. And then as I study it, you know, I'm getting it up here, and I need to get it from the head down into the heart. I need to I need to meditate upon it. I need to memorize it. I need to get it deep inside. Amen. How much time do you spend in the Bible? How much time do you day? While I read my chapter, I did what I need to do. We want our faith to increase, and we need to spend more time. You know, how did, when me and my wife were dating, or you were dating your wife or husband, did you just spend a couple minutes a day together? No, you started to get more serious, and you started spending more time together, amen? And tending in your relationship, your walk was growing. And if we want our faith to grow, we want our relationship with God to grow, we got to spend more time with Him. We spend more time in Him with the Word, amen? Well, I read my chapter. Really, did you do enough? I mean, it's not, and again, it could be one chapter, but one chapter, you know, you're just getting through it in 5-10 minutes, or are you spending some time in it? And are you saying, Lord, give me, Lord, feed me with it? You know, so I don't want to say it's really the quantity of it, but the quality of your reading, amen? How are you getting into it? Are you really spending time in God's Word? It is His love letter to you. And He loves you more than your spouse does. Amen? He loves you more than your parent does. He loves you more than anybody. And He earns for it. He wants that time with you. And if you want your faith to increase, you just need to get into the Word. Spend time. You know, do you spend more time in your Bible than you do watching TV, reading the newspaper or magazine? Do you spend more time in that than you do your favorite novel or series? You know, the lack of Bible will hinder your faith. The lack of prayer will hinder your faith. Again, being unthankful and doubting, anxiety, impatience, disobedience. These 7 things will hinder your faith. There's more we could put on there. But these are things I shared with the young folks not too long, a while back here. But just the earnings. We want to see your faith increase. We want your relationship with the Lord to grow. And here's some things. And it's good for all of us. And it's probably, I didn't give you anything new tonight. Nothing new. But I guess we say it's a lesson of reminding. You know, we know what faith is, right? We know questions I ask about faith, and by faith we know we got salvation, we're the Son of God, by faith, amen? And we can see the things we get by faith. But think about, as I close, about hindrances of your faith. You know, faith of a mustard seed, right, can go a long way. And we want God to do something with you in your own walk, your own life. You want God to do something with our church family. Ask God to increase our faith. And again, study Hebrews chapter 11 out, and you'll see time and time again, by faith, by faith, by faith. And you can see a lot. You can see going on with confession of faith and working of faith, many wonderful things. You know, take a time, do a self-study more on faith. Well, let's pray. Lord, we do thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your love towards us. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in your house in midweek service. And Lord, I just pray for myself, increase my faith and help my faith to grow more. And Lord, just ability to do more for you. And Lord, I pray that's a prayer for our church. And Lord, enlarge our ministry. And Lord, just help us all to increase our faith that we can do more and see you do more things through us and with us. I ask you to bless now the rest of the service. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.